Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America!
Hallelujah.
Yes!
Hallelujah.
That keeps what? Growing and growing.
And remember, we have a call-in number. So if you want to chime in with us,
yes,
call in and talk to us, or you need a prayer request, the number is
646-668-2247. Yes!
Hold on!
Yes. Oh, our triplet was online this morning.
Yes.
With, Karen Gale.
Yes. Is she going to be here?
She will be here. I think it's next Tuesday, the last Tuesday of the month.
Yes.
I think that's next Tuesday.
Yes.
And I'm excited for y'all get to meet our triplets.
A triplet.
We're twins, but we have one
more.
Sister Gail, I mean Karen Gail, and I'm just excited about doing life with
yes,
her.
Me too.
Yeah, she's an incredible woman of God, a great worshiper,
a great encourager. And I will always remember the boots and the rain.
Oh, it was raining when we met her. Yeah.
Because to me, God was just showing me that we're going to go deeper in Him. And just the boots and her saying that the water was like this way, like this much. I don't know, but she was so excited to come and worship with us. And ever since then, we've been doing life.
We've been doing life. Ooh, line up on line, precept on precept. So we just want to say, let us know where you're watching from.
Yes.
So we can send our shouts out to your city, your town, your
and
zip code.
Yes.
Yeah, because if you're in the Tarrant County, just give us your zip.
It's all good. So everybody that's tuned in, thank you so much for your love and support. And remember, it's all for the glory of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're here in this beautiful rainy day.
Hallelujah. And we're excited about it. Yes.
Sister, I just want to say you look beautiful this morning.
It's
an universal liquid love hug.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Well, I sent you a virtual yesterday.
Yeah, you
now
did.
You get the real one.
The real one. Because we lived in the liquid. Good morning,
Trisha.
We missed you,
Sunday,
girl.
Trisha.
Where you at? Where you at, girl?
So, I can't see my people, but I see there's two there.
Yeah, there you go. Y'all let us know. So, Trisha, we know Trisha is in Cedar Hill.
Yes.
Good morning. So, we put our chats at the Cedar Hill this morning. Yes, especially inside of her home where the Holy Ghost will reside.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And take everybody captive.
Yes.
Yeah, and I love it how Pastor Rick says, we don't only want a visitation, we want an inhabitation of the Holy Spirit where He will dwell.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about dwelling. Y'all know that word, dwell means to reside, to live in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you dwell in your house and the Holy Spirit dwells in your house.
Woo!
Which is, whoa!
Yes.
Good morning, Porter Fly! Susan Swearingen in the house. So we're just so excited that you guys are tuning in today.
Yes.
Because we're going to try to conclude that Psalms 23, but we don't know. We're going to do what God is saying.
Yes, so much.
Woo.
It's so, that Psalm 23 is the life, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And God's refreshing.
And you know what God is telling me? We got to own it.
Yes. Yes.
We got to own the Psalms 23.
Yes.
And
yes.
I believe, like, I love Hope's testimony when she preached two weeks ago.
Yes.
She said the time she was in her 20s.
Mm-hmm.
No, when you were how old, 9 or 10?
10,
because she was in her 20s. That's the only scripture she really knew. But that's great.
Yes.
So she said, if people needed deliverance, you just did Psalms 23. If they needed love, she did Psalms 23.
Yes.
It covers it all.
Yes.
It's such a blessing. But now y'all should see her. She died.
Ah!
She died. It all and it's written deep down in her.
She could testify.
You better
say it.
But when we own it and when we take it personal, because it says the Lord is what? My shepherd. I shall not want.
These are everything.
So stop begging God. Because He already knows your needs.
Yes.
There's nothing that we should have lack of. And if you do, take it to the Lord in prayer.
Yes.
He got you, and it's in His time.
Yes.
You know, He said He leads us what? He leads me beside the still waters. He was into righteousness, and He restores our souls.
So
you need to
rest.
Come on now.
Rest. Be at peace.
Yes. And if you need to be restored, you got to go hang out with the restorer.
Yes.
Because you're looking for it in the man and the woman and the people in the chariot, and then even in the pastor. Come on now. Go hang out with the one.
With the one.
Because He did it for you and for us. So we just radical and just ridiculous enough to believe it. Yes, we are. That's why we sold out. is made up.
Yeah, there's no turning back.
Yeah,
no
I love
back.
It. And I encourage you guys today, go to your YouTube today and pull up Hezekiah Walker so y'all can get in groove today and listen to that song, Soul Down. He says, my mind's made up. No room, no occupancy. I'm all filled up. Mm. And you know what we filled up with? The Holy Ghost.
Woo!
Yeah. Ain't no vacancies here. It's just not. We full. We full.
Yes.
Can't y'all tell? But that's how
which is dunamis power.
Yeah.
This word is
woo! Come on now.
It's like boom.
I know y'all be like, what's wrong with y'all?
And we start going, see, boom.
Oh yeah, I got blood too. Don't think I ain't got blood over here. Yes. So listen, y'all, I heard Pastor Jake. I appreciate this TD Jake. He's an incredible man of God. So he was teaching on what we've been teaching on this whole time, Team Jesus. We're going to play it. So, first of all, Jesus had the first team, which was the disciples. Don't y'all know that's the team?
Yeah.
Team Jesus. Okay,
mm-hmm.
He had 12 on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good morning, Mama Gabby.
Good morning.
So, I'm just so excited that we repping Team Jesus. Y'all see this? You can get you one if y'all want one. Just let us know.
Yes.
You can get your team one, and whether it's gold or something. So I don't like wearing gold. I like silver. We got
to do both colors.
So whatever color you want to get, if you want us to custom make you one, let us know.
Because
it ain't nothing like being on the team. But I don't see y'all trying to change up the colors on the cowboy jersey.
Oh.
They blue and white, and y'all still be wearing them. And ain't nobody said, we want a red cap. Y'all better not go to Jerry with that. Okay. Hello. Y'all don't get put in a slot.
Yes.
It's out of the inbox. Y'all know how.
And one thing about the Team Jesus, you never lose.
You
it's
never lose.
Team.
Come on,
man. We know it is finished. That means we win.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's so powerful. So we just in this place today, guys. And y'all can't tell. We have missed each other.
Yes.
We're so excited. God has restored.
Yes.
Our sabbatical.
Yes.
Some were volunteering. Some were involuntary.
Yes.
But God will have his way.
Yes, he will.
Want to do it?
He is. Yes.
So we're hanging out in Psalm 23. We just want to say welcome to the Mornings at the Mansion mm-hmm. show. And thank you guys for tuning in. And please share the video that we may be able to each one reach one. Amen. So let's all do our part in getting the good news across the earth today.
Yes. Buenos días, esta mañana a toda mi familia alrededor del mundo, en Reynosa, Nuevo Laredo, y todos mis hermanos y hermanas hispanos que nos están viendo. Gracias por estar con nosotras y le pido a Dios que siga bendiciendo a cada uno de ustedes y sigan buscando su palabra, porque su palabra está viva, es fuego y te va a transformar tu alma, tu corazón para la gloria de Él. Amen.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria
I know what
Dios.
She said. Hello. Good morning, Miss
Rachel.
How you doing? So we're excited that you guys are coming on in the room and hanging out with us here at Mornings at the Mansion.
Yes.
We are at the Mansion on Fox Road.
Yes.
If you want to come and be part of this amazing studio audience, we are at the 2700 block, 2700 West Fox Road Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know one thing. Good morning, Papa Jack.
Good morning. Gigi's right here.
Yes. The GGs are in the house.
And they brought her.
And they always come in love. Love.
Oh,
and
yes.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
But I'm just excited. And look, Laura, I got my pom-pom right here because we are on the team.
Yes, yes.
And listen, I'm not going to get up off of y'all with this one, though. I got to bring it because everybody all broken down because the Cowboys lost.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
They all broken down. But if you understand, you are really on the winning team.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you're on Team Jesus. You ain't no, eternally. We talking about some stuff that's going to last from here out and forevermore. Yes, thank you.
Party on fire.
Yeah, with that validation today. But we're just trying to help somebody. If y'all just get on the winning team, you won't have to be disappointed no more. You know, but I just see these people that's so radical. People get so upset when the Cowboys lose, they cry.
Well, let me tell you.
They do not. They moment. They cry.
Well,
they hold money.
My sister worked at 7-Eleven, and she didn't know who won because she was working. But she found out right away that she knew they lost because people that were coming in to buy whatever they were buying, they were upset, and they were talking about it. Like, they were like, I can't believe it. They need to fire. breath and goes, see, I was just smiling and say, God bless you.
Yeah, they want the people to get not have no jobs no more. I mean, who does that? Okay, so y'all do know that these are just people, okay? And they sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down, you know? And you can't win all the time. Somebody else got to win. Give some people some room to get their little stuff going on. And you know what I'm saying? Let their cities be in the house. That's why we all over the world. Y'all come on up in here, okay?
Right.
We on that team. Eventually, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's what the Bible says, but I don't know what book y'all reading. Maybe it's the Sold Out book, because this will help you first. But I just thank God for who he is, and I thank him. Listen, this is what I really thank him for, the people that I do life with in this dimension, because these people, I confess this all the time, and y'all probably get dainty, y'all might turn me off, but it's okay, because you're going to miss it if you turn me off. Listen, the mamas and daddies I got today, and I mean this, with everything in me, it's better than the mama I had on her earth. I promise you. And I love my mama more than life itself. But the one that Jesus gave me and the sisters I got, now my I got some biological sisters. I love them to life. But this one right here, Team Jesus.
Team Jesus.
That's what I'm talking about. We all on the winning team. Yes. And my brothers, I got some biological brothers.
Yes.
Give me up somebody.
Yes.
And they are good brothers. But the one Jesus gave me, his name is Pastor Rick Pope.
No,
is my real brother.
Yes.
They call me, hey, sister, you need anything? I got you, need prayer for anything? I mean, consistency.
Yes.
Consistency.
Yes.
And I got some parents that show up every week. Rain. Don't y'all see the rain?
Yes.
Sleet.
Yes.
And snow. They
yes.
up in Europe
yes.
and anywhere else they need to be.
Yes.
And I want to send my shouts out to Mama T.
Yes.
Mama T. Mama T been doing life with me for 20 years.
Mm.
Even when my other mama was here, she was still my mama.
Mm.
And she was hanging out. Whether, I don't care if we were selling pixies. We ain't sold no pixies. But come on now. Whatever we were doing, Mama T gonna show up.
Yes, Mama T.
It don't get no good in that.
Wow.
I'm just keeping it real. So,
and
come
she's
on.
Been through some stuff, through some battles.
Yeah.
But boy, she came
but
out
she
of
was
them
consistent.
And she still, yes.
Woo! It's about being consistent.
She can do it. We can do it.
Yeah. She even beats everybody. She even beats the pastor of the church. She beats me in the church. Sometimes I try to get there a little, you ain't going to beat Mama T, baby. I'll tell you right now.
She's sold out.
Yeah. You're not going to beat her. And she just turned 81.
Wow.
And she's serving a king. And she's a true servant because the best servant was Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The best example.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And I was thinking about her last night. And I'm just, we're going to get on with the show. But I got to get these testimonies because I'm just trying to help somebody. If you got some people in your life that's loving on you and you loving on them, it's priceless.
Mm-hmm. It's giving honor to those that
And be connected to people that see the vision, no matter how radical it looks.
Yes.
Or how,
yes.
But they see it and they believe the God in you. It's not about they believe, so much believe in you, but they believe in the God that's in you.
Yes.
And they're going to push you off cliffs and encourage you, clap, show up, support.
Yes.
If you don't have them kind of people in your life,
run for it, come.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, because it's really important in this season. And that's why I was telling Hope of friends when they came to support her or her first message. This is very powerful. If you don't mind me sharing a little bit of this testimony, one of the couples were atheists. And I know y'all say, what?
Mm-hmm.
What you say? Yeah, they don't believe in God, but they believe in the God in hope. So really, they believe in God.
Yes.
Can I help somebody? Because, see, I had to deal with the same stuff with the people that live in France. They said, oh, no, we don't believe in God. But you believe in the God in me, so you believe in God. Because if we're not looking like Christ, come on now, if we're not being the light and the salt, what's wrong with you?
Yes.
We say, I love God. Don't you love God? But we're not acting like, we're not looking like God. Because when you are really walking it out, you're going to look different. You're going to walk different. You're going to talk different. There is a change that takes place.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And I'm telling you, it's a great exchange that happens when we surrender who we are to what we were created to be and to do in this season. And then God, when he can trust you with that, then he begins to align people to come alongside of you. Because if you can't be trusted, why would he bring those people?
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, this is just kind of a learning curve, and we're just trying to help somebody. Because, you know, you got to, and I want you to know, I recognize plastic people, and it's not Ken and Barbie. I recognize the plastic. That's the real from the fake. We used to go to the toy store to get it, but they shut down Toys R Us. They shut down all this stuff. They shut it down. They shut down Build-A-Bears. So women and men, stop trying to build up people. Because Build-A-Bears, they ain't Build-A-Bears no more. Don't try to build them. Because if, when you build them up and make them strong, they leave. No, really. If you not help, if somebody not coming along to help you and run alongside of you and we build together, because you, like we always say, Mama Dolly, you got to have some skin in the game. If they don't want to put skin in the game, run like far. Because in this season, 2023, God is trying to do something through his people. And we cannot be willy-nilly in the kingdom and fooling around with plastic people. And I don't mean the lips. I don't mean that kind of plastic. Because people do that cosmetic stuff. But really, if you could crack them people up and look on the inside, you'd be running like real fast. Because it's all about the love of the heart. That's what God talks about when he talks about the parables of the seed and the sower. He's not really talking about the ground. He's using the analogy of the farmer. That's how you get it. Because when the ground is fertile, you don't have to push the seed in. But actually, the ground reaches up and grabs the seed. Come on, y'all. So we're going to try to get off into this teaching. I'm just trying to help somebody because I appreciate the people that God has put in my life.
Me too.
Somebody, you know how people say, I've died for you. I really mean that. Because you know what? When you die to yourself, it's a wrap. That's why we have to die daily. To our mind, that old wretched stuff that we, and that's why I thank Papa Jack, because Papa Jack teaches Bible study. And even, do you know the pastor can be wrong? The pastor can be wrong and be corrected because we're learning, knowing, and growing. And you have to be teachable. So he corrected me last week, and I said, okay, thank you for helping me, Papa Jack. I appreciate that. And let's get our opinions and put them in the trash. So that's where they go. If you don't have the facts of the word, because this word right here is moving and breathing, and it will deal with you daily in a different way. So even Psalms 23, like Hope says, she been reading since 10. We hope she sees something different today.
Amen.
Because it's moving and breathing. Good morning, Magdalene. Thank you for joining us this morning. We're so grateful that you guys are tuning in. Ready, twin sisters?
I'm ready. And I'm just so thankful this morning. I woke up giving God thanks. And I even got a scripture up here. And everything gives thanks.
Everything.
5:16-18 and everything. Okay. So Father, we just thank you.
Thank
this
you, Lord,
for your Holy Spirit, for your presence. Padre, te damos gracias esta mañana por tu Espíritu Santo y tu presencia.
Hallelujah.
And Father, thank you for blessing me with my twin sister.
Thank
you for my familia that keeps growing and growing. Gracias por mi hermana gemela y por mi familia que sigue creciendo. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
bienvenido, Espíritu Santo. And if there's anything in my heart, God, that will hinder this prayer, si hay algo en mi corazón que va a parar esta oración, I ask that you for forgiveness, God. And I pray that you continue to purify my heart. Y sigue limpiando mi corazón, Padre, for your glory.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for this opportunity that you've given us to,
yes,
to go live on Mornings at the Mansion, Father, to share your word, your good news, your love letters, which is
fire.
La palabra que es fuego. Gracias por la oportunidad que nos das para hablar tu palabra que está viva. Y le damos gracias. And we thank you, God.
Thank you,
and I just pray that you bless every person tuning in and bless every person here in the audience.
Yes,
bendiga a todas las personas que están viendo y a todos los que están aquí. In the nombre de Jesús, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. I'm so excited about this word today because, you know, we did a couple of parts in this teaching. And like I said, we're going to try to conclude it today in the Psalms 23. And as we encourage you guys today in the beginning, you have to have ownership for this scripture. All of them, I pray you do. Especially Psalms 23, because it says, the Lord is my shepherd. A lot of people say, well, you know, we get into the word and we just kind of start reading over it like speed bumps, you know. We may think it pertains to Laura and myself because it do, but it pertains to you too. You know, and when you take that allegiance and you really think about what this scripture really means and And what this psalm is saying is, it's the Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. Mm-hmm. And when we wake up every day complaining about what we desire, mm-hmm. rather than the Lord supplying all of our mm-hmm. needs, because there's other scriptures mm-hmm. to back that up, yeah. according to his riches and glory,
yes.
not your bank account, his uh-huh. riches and glory
mm-hmm.
in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you really say, you know, Lord, you are my Savior.
Mm-hmm.
You are my Lord.
Yes.
You're the Lord of my life.
Yes.
We really, God knows
yes.
when we really mean that or not.
Yes. Yes.
So we just want to encourage you
yes.
to get into the 23rd Psalms
yes.
before the end of this month of January
yes.
and walk this out
mm-hmm.
through your 2023
mm-hmm.
and declare this word over your life, your family,
yes.
your, you know,
yes.
your job or wherever you reside at and wherever you walk and flow. So in,
yes.
I just encourage you. Are you
ready?
Yes. Where are we starting at today?
Yes. We're going to do, we already read the first two scriptures,
mm-hmm.
which on the first one I learned that he's my provider who gives
yeah.
me everything. The second scripture, he makes us lie down in green pastures. He gives me peace.
Mm.
I relax. I rest. Okay, so now we're going on three.
Okay,
on scripture three, the third one. He says, he restores my soul. It says, David grew weary a lot of times, and God was there for him,
yes,
just like he is for us.
Come on now.
Because we grow weary.
Come on now.
And when we are exhausted, okay, burnt out or broken by life circumstances, God refreshes us and supplies us with the strength to go on.
That's it.
To go on.
So whenever you're tired and you just like, mm-hmm. Lord, because we all get there.
Yeah.
Lord, you know, I'm just, so we get frustrated and that's just the human part of us, but we get back over in this place
mm-hmm.
where God says he restores our soul. He restores
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
If you
yeah.
want to be restored, get like David. We do grow weary,
mm-hmm.
even though the Bible tells us not to, but we do.
Mm-hmm.
So we get burnt out, we get exhausted, we get broken, because when we hang out, and we have to, that's why we have to become fruit inspectors. Because
yeah.
when you realize that you hang out with some broken people, then you're going to roll in the broken lane.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get, their circumstances become your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mama Dali, how we talk about when people come in your mind, they just want to throw up on you.
Yeah.
They throw up all their stuff, and then they leave off skipping.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they was four. I'm not four, y'all skip down 5 miles. That's how they do. They throw up on you all their drama, and they skip down the sidewalk, and they leave you with their drama, and then you got this thing on you, like,
yes.
oh, I'm feeling so bad for them, and let me pray. You spend 5 hours in the closet praying for them, and then it's then that spirit jump on you.
Yes.
And then they skip it.
Yes.
And then they say, you know, girl, me and Jim get married. And you're like, what? Jesus and he restored their soul.
Yes.
But you got to be careful. I'm just keeping it real.
Yes. Yes.
This stuff happens. And
yes.
we and then we get mad at God and it's our fault. You
yes.
gotta learn to have boundaries in this dimension
yes.
of doing life in the
yes.
kingdom.
Yes.
Because when people start coming out, oh well,
yeah.
if you want to pray about it right now, let's go ahead and get it out the way.
Yes.
And talk to Jesus about it and then you release it. Because if you don't do that, you're gonna be holding on to their stuff.
Yes. Yes.
And they're gonna be restored. And doing life like it's gold.
And I think that's what happened to me last week.
Come on, man.
Thursday and Friday. I was sharing with Pastor Malone Thursday and Friday last week. There was so much that I was holding on to the point where I was getting mad at myself. And I was carrying that burden that did not belong to me.
Yeah.
That was God.
Yeah.
And that's why this scripture right here on Matthew 11:28. Is the word it says,
what you say? The word of the Lord reads, and this is Jesus. He says to me, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. So hold on, Lauren. Let's talk to him about it. This is an invitation.
Yes.
I think this was in the Liquid Love teaching
yes.
this week
yes.
on Sunday, because this is an invitation from Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling you, come on over
yes.
here. Come unto me.
Yes.
All. Which
yes.
is all of us.
Yes.
We all get frustrated and want to slap people. Uh-oh, y'all don't. I do. Okay. Come on now.
Yes.
Who are weary and heavy laden. That's the burdens and yes. life and stuff happens.
Yeah.
And I love it where he says he's already in the scripture. I got that one of these messages there. Where he says we will have trouble.
Yes.
We will like the circumstance. We will have stuff, troubles and tribulations.
Yes.
And but he's overcome.
He said, take heart.
Take heart.
I already overcame.
Be happy.
Every situation.
Yes.
And I think that's all the stuff that we go through is where he teaches us discipline.
Yeah.
And where he builds character.
Yeah.
And so I was carrying a lot of stuff that I shouldn't have been carrying. And I told Pastor Malo, this is the area where I struggle.
Come on.
You know, you struggle with slapping people.
I do.
It's questioning God. Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I going where I'm supposed to be going? Should I stop? Should I not? You know, because you hear this little voice.
The lying.
The lies. And I need to stop listening and just rebuke it and not entertain it at all. And to the point where I just started feeling like this
heavy.
So I was led to go to a Mercy this Sunday with my family because my children likes going there. We went to Mercy, and I was telling Pastor Marlo, and the reason I'm sharing this because this is the relationship that God wants us to have with Him. He speaks to each and one of individuals.
Different.
He wants differently, but he wants that intimacy.
Yeah.
And you can talk to him and ask him anything, and I tell you, he will respond to you through his word, through dreams, through visions. So as I did worship in the altar at Mercy, I was one of the last that was walking out the stage, and a lady stopped me. She had to have been like 19, 20 years. She was young. And she goes, ma'am, I need to talk to you. And she had a journal. And she goes, I need to share a dream, and it's with you. You're the one. And she said the date on the dream, and she goes, you're wearing two braids, a hat, red shirt, and she described everything I was wearing.
Mm.
And God has a message for you. And she said, he says, he wants you to stop being hard on yourself. Continue to love people, him through you. Edify, pray over everyone you're connected, every church. He's doing the work, not you. You to intercede and declare his word and he's pleased with you and keep doing what you're doing. And I just started crying when the Lord spoke to her through me, I just felt like this brick
fell off.
Yes, that I was carrying. And it was kind of like I could breathe, Marlo. And I thank the Lord for that because sometimes we do carry stuff that it's not ours, you know, and so I'm still learning. That's one area I struggle sometimes. You know, I'm transparent, you know, I'm still under construction and I question God and I just want to please him, you know, Marlo. I just want to make sure of God, you know, and then he shows me areas where I need to, you know, learn and grow and I'm open, you know, Marlo, I'm open for him to discipline me. And so anyway, so I wanted to share that with you because he did that. You know, and I thank God for that. And so that scripture right there comes to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. You know, I'm learning that when I'm carrying stuff, I need to give it to him and let it go.
And then
get in his word.
And I think, see, that's that, what we were teaching on Sunday. That's that place of the liquid love.
Yes.
How do you let it go?
Yes.
How do you get to that place of letting it go? Well, it's the only book I know to read is the handbook on it is the Bible.
Yes.
It tells you line upon line, precept upon precept, how you do that. It's a place of trusting.
Yes.
You have to trust God and to the point to where even what is not for you, you should not want it.
Mm-hmm.
We want what we want and the people we want, the stuff we want, and it's not even for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how we get weary too, because we're trying to keep up with the Jims and the Joes and the Jesus, everybody but Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to keep up with all these people. And God is not calling us to do that.
Yes.
He's just calling us to serve. He's calling us to pillar. He's calling us to build. You have to know. And the only way you're going to know is if you hang out with the one that created you.
Yes.
And, you know, I hear a lot of people say, because, you know, I'm in the marketplace. And they say, you know, I don't even know what I'm created to do. Well, have you talked to the creator?
Mm-hmm.
You got to talk to the creator to find out what your destiny is. Because, see, I surely would be to slap some people if I did what Laura did. I'm trying to tell you what I know. I can't do what she do because I'm not called to do that.
Mm-hmm.
She's not called to do what I do.
Yeah.
We're not called to do what Dr. Ortiz does,
yeah.
Hope, and the Dalai. We're not called to do that. If I was a GG, I would forget to drink someday. They don't never forget to drink.
Never.
I'm trying to tell you what I know. So you have to know what you're called to do and be the best at it.
Yeah.
If you're the one who's called to do the bathroom, go do them and do them in a spirit of excellence.
Yeah.
If you're the ones who's called to teach and preach, and I'm so grateful for these amazing leaders that God is bringing up, because I don't have to teach 365 days and 52 sermons out the year. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
But you got some pastors, they want to teach 52. They want you to get over there and sit. I mean, it is what it is. We're not just calling nobody out specifically. We're just talking about what God is talking about. You know, and we have to be understanding it takes a team, Team Jesus, to make the kingdom's dreams come true on earth. You know, and it's just amazing to think about it.
And another thing he did on Sunday was he corrected me in being a woman of my word. He also reminded me that a while back I had told a leader there at Mercy that I was going to bless her with a bracelet because she was talking about that. One day she was talking to me about her learning to be flexible for what God called her to do at all times. And I said, ooh, right away I have a bracelet that said, bless her with flexible. And I told her, I have a bracelet for you. And Holy Spirit, when he told me to go this Sunday, he told me, and that bracelet you told that leader you were going to give to, this was a while back. He goes, you never gave it to her.
He reminded me.
And then he goes, if you tell somebody something, you need to be a person of your word.
Right.
I mean, I could just hear God talking to me. And I was like, but I'm going to the first service. They have two services, one at 9 and one at 11. And then they go to the second service. And God said, take the bracelet. And I said, okay, I put it on me, right? And I went to the first service. As soon as I went inside the church, was walking in.
The same lady.
Yeah. So the Holy Spirit was right on, you know.
Yeah.
And I stopped her and she was, hey, you know, we hugged. And I said, I just want to tell you, it's good to see you. And I want to apologize. And she's looking at me like, for what? And I said, remember I told you I was giving you a bracelet and bless all the flexible. Yeah, I remember. I said, here it is. I said, the Holy Spirit convicted me of being a person of my word.
Right.
I don't know if it was for me and for her or something. He was going to teach me. I don't know. And I'm sharing this because it's for all of us.
Yeah.
And so be a person of your word.
And that's so pivotal that you talk about that, because this is what happens when the Holy Spirit comes and talks to us about things. Half of the time we talk ourselves out of the act of obedience.
Yes.
You know, it may seem like Laura was saying in that testimony, there was a place that you were trying to reason with the Holy Spirit, saying, well, she only goes to the second service, I'm going to the first service.
Yes.
But if she had to just walk away and not even kept her spirit open, you hear the Holy Spirit say, no, take it to the first service. And just so happened, the lady was at the
first service
that goes to the second service, and she was able to be a blessing.
And it's also about learning to hear his voice.
Yeah.
You know, because it's very vital.
Yeah.
Very, because we could miss out, you know,
yeah.
things that he's doing in our life and other people's life. So she was blessed. She put it on, and you know, we had a blessed time, blessed service, and so I thank God for that.
Yeah.
You know,
that's so
I'm
powerful
learning, growing, and knowing.
That's so powerful.
And so, so the next scripture is, he restores my soul. And David grew. Oh, Calvary read that. So Jesus. I've learned that, you know, we know that he's our master carpenter,
mm-hmm.
right? And we read 11:28. Okay, yeah. So, and so I thank God for that, you know, if I was reading that, he restores my soul, you know, I just get flashbacks of the things that I was doing and going through in the beginning of my walk with Jesus and how he's restored my walk, my life, my soul, my family, and brought healing, you know, and I thank him for restoring, and still is.
Oh, yeah. Every day.
But the only way that he's been able to do is by me being submissive to him and spending time with him and allowing him to, whenever he has to thank me, to thank him.
Oh, yeah.
One the spirit, you know, but correct me or discipline. And so I thank him for that. I thank him for that, right, my love?
That's so true,
yeah.
Laura. I'm telling you, I think I get a whooping every day. every day, do you too? I told you. And, you know, my thing is, too, I heard it just really just clear just a minute ago. The Lord said, you know, let's stop worrying about what everybody else is not doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, just do what God is telling you to do. Because when you do that, you will see that everything else will just move along in this current as smooth as butter.
Mm-hmm.
It will flow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just you be the builder. You be the Nehemiah. Because if you ever read Nehemiah, you're going to know that you have to have a spirit of building and fighting.
Mm-hmm.
A sword in one hand and a hammer in the other.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and that takes balance through the Holy Spirit, you know.
Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, Pastor Marlo, you know, I love when God speaks to you because he also confirms it, you know, through his word or through, like you, Pastor Marlo, on I was listening to the message on Sunday about liquid love.
Mm-hmm.
So that was on Saturday. And Saturday and Sunday, I did outreach with Bishop Clement, and I did outreach with Pastor Marcos. And we go to the streets, and I share this with you, but I need to share with everybody about the people that we encounter, you know, souls that are struggling with addictions. And, you know, a lot of times people don't want to touch the people. They're dirty, they smell, and you know, they're in the streets. They're beat down. And God told me, especially the women, he goes, now you confirm it with what you were sharing about the liquid love. He goes, I want you to, God says, you know, lay hands like this and pray for them. I want you to hug them, the women. Saturday and Sunday, I had an encounter with two women. That Norma was one of them. Then when we get to the location, they're already there waiting. And all I could do was hug Miss Norma.
Mm-hmm.
She's there waiting for us to get there and prayed over her and just hear the message. And she wants to, God's doing a transformation in her heart. So we hugged her. I hugged her, and I could not let go of her. And I was just crying. As I hugged her, I started crying. I was just crying. But it was not a cry of hopelessness. It was a cry of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was healing. Bringing healing, restoration, you know, and he does restore us.
He does.
And she was just weeping, like she would not let go of me.
Wow.
And sometimes we don't even really, God said, you don't always have to, you know, just go hug her,
yeah.
You know. And I just went up to her and hugged her, you know. And then on Friday was the same thing. Mother's this beautiful blue eyes. She struggles with meth, and she when you just smoke meth, you have all this bumps in your face. You get up, you break down, and you get all these bumps with people that struggle with meth, because I've had people tell me that when you struggle with meth, you break down. And she had it all over her face. You could tell she's tired. Marlo, she's tired. So all I could do is go up to her, you know, so she went to the altar and before I started praying, I just hugged her. Liquid love.
Yeah,
and it's got in me. It's got in me. And I hugged her and I squeezed her, and she also was holding on so tight, and she was crying. And all I could pray is, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is, you know. And I was praying for her and just holding on to her and crying with her. It's like I felt that God, there was some healing manifestation that took place. And so I thank God for that. All the glory is to him, you know. But that's my assignment. That's my calling when we go out to the parks or the areas. But I thank God for that daughter and son that's out there, that what the devil meant for that. That's using it for you. You know, they're going to have a testimony, and they're going to be able to help others, you know.
That's how
they
could
be able to relate, you know. You know what? When there's alcoholics there and they're sharing, hey, I have a problem with drinking, I can relate.
Yeah.
Okay? Big time, you know. So I know, you know, what it is.
And that's why we make it through what we go through, so we can help other people through. You know, and please believe me, whatever you're going through, it's not even really about you.
Yes.
It's about you making it through the other side so you can pull the other people.
And
walk it
out. So then God would get glorified, mm-hmm. because we're going to know it was Jesus that did it.
Only that, you know, like we can be sympathetic, but when you've been through it, you can be empathetic. So Miss Joey says, you know, I have been going through the same thing. So we're going to pray for you today, Miss Josie. Because one thing about it, though, Miss Josie, you still show up.
Yeah.
You show up
and
you allow the Lord to work in you, and you go get it. You know, and like we were talking about, we have situations happen in life.
Yeah.
Circumstances happen.
Yes.
Weariness comes. Brokenness comes.
Yeah.
But we serve a Savior.
Yeah.
He is a risen Savior. And he rose so that we could all have an abundant life.
Yeah.
More abundantly.
Yeah.
Just, you know, a lot of times I think what we don't do, though, is we don't tell the problem about our God.
Mm.
We let the problem tell us about the problem. And when you tell the problem, do you know that I serve a king and he is the God? He said that even though it would be trials and tribulations, he's overcome. So you might as well go sit down, because I'm an overcomer.
Yes.
And if you don't believe that, write it down and put it on your mirror and tell yourself every day. I am the bling of the earth.
Yes.
I serve a God that is so powerful. He created me to be just as powerful.
If God is for me,
who in the world can be against me?
No weapon form against me.
Instead of being downcast, let the problem beat you down. You can beat the problem down by just speaking life and speaking the word.
Yes.
That's all you got to do, because he already told us it's finished.
Yes.
He won the battle. He did, and I'm so grateful to him.
Yes.
So what we read next?
The next scripture is, he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And I want to go, okay, let me read this, and then I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians 17. You say, even the ability to walk in righteousness comes from him.
Yes, it does.
From his spirit. God understands that we can't keep his commandments by ourselves.
Yeah.
So he gives us the grace to obey him. He gives us the grace and to live free from sin by his spirit, living with in us.
Mm-hmm.
And the scripture on 2 Corinthians 3:17. Let me read that. Yes. 2 Corinthians 3:17.
Mm-hmm. And the word of the Lord reads, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Woo! The Lord is triplet sister, Karen Gale, she said, come on now, spread that liquid love. And take off the gloves.
Yes, sister. Amen. Looking forward to seeing you next Tuesday.
So that's what I love.
Yes.
About freedom.
Yes.
Come on, y'all.
Yes, and you know, as I'm reading the words, I forgot to say, God's love letter
is
fire, and la palabra de Dios es lumbre, es fuego. En el libro de 2 Corintios 3:17 dice, porque el Señor es el Espíritu, y donde está el Espíritu del Señor, hay libertad. And so right here, you know, he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. You know, I'm learning, you know, to obey him. And to live free from sin. And, you know, where I struggle at times, you know, I know that I could go to him and be free and give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's going to help me, because with the Spirit of the Lord, there's freedom, there's joy, there's love, there's hope. You know, so I thank God that any struggle or anything that I'm going through, I could be free in him and go to him and talk about it.
Right.
You know, because there's some dark areas that I've struggled for a long time in the past that, whew, only he could help me. No one could help me but him, you know. And I thank him that I was able to write it down. And I'm not proud of it. There were some dark areas that I struggled with. And I gave it to him. And guess what?
What?
He answered.
Amen.
He came to my aid and but through his word, through obedience, you know.
Yeah, he will do it. He will do it. But, you know, we just have to surrender.
Surrender.
Yeah.
I
and trust in him.
And listening to his worship.
Yeah.
I want to know you. And let me tell you, woo, you will get to know him more. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
It is so beautiful.
Yes.
God
yes.
is so good to us. You know what?
Yes.
And then, you know, being an living epistle, you know, being an example.
Yes.
Let your light so shine before men so
yes.
that they may see your good work
yes.
and glorify the Father.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, it's not always easy.
Yes.
You know.
No.
Especially when we get in our own self and we're trying to do it our way.
And it doesn't happen overnight either. It's a process. It's a process.
Yeah. Everything
you know?
In life is a process.
Everything. Yeah.
But that's just true. We're just encouraging you.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
To just, you know, release it and give it to God.
Yes.
You know, no matter what. Because we look around and you know, people talking about the economy and all this stuff that's happening. But when it's two different economies. It's the kingdom's economy and the world's economy. You have to decide which economy you're going to live in,
mm-hmm.
reside in.
Mm-hmm.
I live in the kingdom economy.
Yes.
I don't care who the president is. I pray for the president.
Yes.
And all
Amen.
That. But I know I live
yeah.
with the king. And
yeah.
when we live in a kingdom that, you know, can manifest here on earth, thy kingdom come, thy will
be
done.
Thy
kingdom come, thy will be done where?
Mm-hmm.
In heaven as it is, in earth, on earth as
mm-hmm.
it is in heaven. So God tells us that we can have heaven on earth.
Yes.
But if you didn't put in on this,
mm-hmm.
then stop expecting it.
Yes.
Then you got a lot of people. They looking at the stock market. Well, let me make a public service announcement. We are in a $1 trillion deficit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The world is broke.
Yeah.
It's broke.
Yes.
But that don't mean you have to be broke.
Yes. Right.
Because we serve a king that owns it all.
And we could testify, Pastor Marlo, because even when we went through what we went through the COVID, I mean, Mansion's still standing.
Yeah.
We're still standing. And
yeah.
I mean, I got to work at the convention center, and I went as a volunteer. Next thing you know, they hire me, and they started paying me $16 an hour just to do what I love to do.
And
I said, okay, God, now I see what you mean.
Yeah.
You said we will have troubles, but take car, you already overcame, and you're
yeah.
going to take care of us.
He
you
does.
Know? And
he does.
You know, so I thank him for that. That
but it takes a team, though.
Yeah.
A team that believes
that
what
believes.
You believe.
Yes.
And we all come together. Because trust
yes.
me, if I was over here by myself, I'd be looking real ridiculous.
Yes. Yes.
I'd be stressed out. I wouldn't even have my hair color. Okay? Trust me. I need my hair color. So, but it's so powerful, though, because, you know, and really, literally, you can live in Isaiah 40 and 31. You can really have freedom, and you can be restored. Even your youth can be restored. I promise you, my next boyfriend was trying to be 30. Sir, hi. Hello. Remember, Mama, I promise you I'm not lying. This dude, he didn't know he was sitting next to the pastor trying to buy me drinks and everything. Yeah, but I didn't have to tell him all the stuff. I didn't tell him nothing. I just said, no, thank you. He was so cute to y'all. Like my grandkids. Okay. So he showed me the pictures. They were so cute. And then he said, well, let me see your girls. I said, oh, sure. So I took all my things, you know, showing him my girls. And he's like, well, how old are they? I said, oh, my oldest is 34. He said, 35. He said, 35. I said, yeah, my youngest is 31. And he said, how old are you? I said, well, let me put it like this. I've been around the sun 60 times. He goes, shut up! Yeah. Yeah, but I could have had me a little cutie, a little hottie. But so one day y'all going to see him on the show because we friends, but I could be his mama, and I can help him with his cheering. Okay,
yes,
let's keep it
yes,
real.
Yes, yes.
So I had to tell my man because he tried to act, but anyway. He said, man, I know all them guys who are coming on to you. I said, oh, it's only the younger.
I was telling the truth.
I'm just trying to help y'all. I mean, you know, look at Karen. She got a face. That's the truth, Karen. I'm like, well, this is pretty awesome. Because I live in Isaiah 40 and 31.
Yes.
The Lord says what he will do for us. He will restore our youth.
Yes.
He will restore us. Because that's who does it.
Yes.
So I give him all the glory according to his riches
mm-hmm.
and glory through Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We can stay lit. We can live in the
yes.
truth. And if you
yes.
flow in that liquid love, all the promises. See, that's a promise what God promises us. But if you don't reach up and grab it, like Pastor Barry used to tell us,
yes.
then you're not going to get it. And if you don't believe it,
she used to go like this.
Come on now. You got to bring it down, and it will manifest in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe everything that this word says.
Yes.
I mean, I believe it all. Alive. Yes.
And
it's full of promises.
Yes.
It's full of so many promises. Let's see what Karen says. She said, that's why we are
sisters. I get hit by the youngsters.
Uh-oh.
Oh, keep moving, boys. He got me in mad. I said, I got me in mad.
Yeah. But when y'all see her next week, she's a cutie. She is like, she is the bomb. She is. She's so beautiful. But it's just the truth. And you know, this is, we laughing all about it, but this is real talk, though. This really do happen. I got a witness.
Yes.
Come on now. And it happens, but you know, and it just really blessed me. It did, to know that we still got it.
Amen.
Okay. But what a real man at? What a real man of God? Let me put an emphasis on that. What a real man of God at? Can you please stand up? I'd like to see you on this slide right now. But I just thank God for who he is, and he gives us his bills to
yes.
keep growing. And do we get weary in this place,
yes.
even in the restoration of youth?
Yes.
I say, where are you at, Lord? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We do. But I'm going to wait on it.
Yes.
And that's why we're talking about this walking out contentment.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn to be content where you are. That's what I love about Dr. Ortiz. Mm-hmm. She goes, I'm good. And she's 26. I wish I had her mind at 26.
Me too.
At 26, if I had her mind, boy, I'd be something else to be reckoned with. But okay, but guess what? I got it now. So
yes,
I'm going to work it out.
Yes,
and we're going to thank God for these young women like her and Hope.
Yes,
they good.
Yes.
They good. They chilling. They just saying, we're going to wait on God.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's powerful.
Yes.
And for those of y'all that have a husband, just keep praying for him.
Yes.
Yeah. And the ones that, like Sarah was sharing with us today, she really helped me out, son. She said, this your Hope. She said, now look, let me tell you, let me help you out.
Yes.
And she helped me out. You got to have some people that's made it to a 40-year marriage.
Yeah.
Almost, how many years y'all been married from Jet? 47 years. You don't think I can learn something?
Golden.
Yeah, you don't think I can learn something from this 46-year-old marriage? Trust and believe me. So if you want a successful marriage, hang out with people with a successful marriage.
Yes. Because
if you're hanging out with people with broken stuff and drama, trust me, you're not going to have nothing to look forward to. I'm just trying to help somebody. I don't know how we went into left field. But we followed the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Okay? We're talking about restoration.
Yes.
Let me promote something real quick before we get off the air. So listen, if y'all want to know where this come from, I thought I was already turned up. But the vitamin B shot? Yeah, it was such a blessing yesterday. So, you know, yesterday I didn't really feel it. I got to give a testimony because I got to tell Miss Jennifer, our nurse that does the injections here at the Mansion Spa, every Monday, if you want to get the vitamin B shot, it does so many great things for you. It has so many great benefits, along with the doctors here and then the personal trainers. If you can come and get in this dimension
what
with
time?
You talk to Mama Dali.
Oh, okay.
If you want to know what time, get with Dali Sartee. She will get you connected. But the Papa Jack said this is coming out from the vitamin B. It probably is. Okay?
I'm about to get it today.
Because I don't know.
Oh, that's on Monday.
Yeah.
Monday.
Yeah. But I don't know what's going to happen after today. I don't know. But be ready because I'll have a testimony next week.
Yeah.
This is so powerful. And this is what's happening. I'm almost scared that I'm going to look 26 for real by next week with the vitamin B because it will take you on a journey. That's, I'm telling you, this is so powerful. And, you know, I woke up this morning, like, I tried to settle in the bed, but I just couldn't later.
Yeah.
I had to get up and get involved and participate in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Even my daughter, who live in my house, let me help y'all out a minute. Go tell me, can you stop talking so loud? I was like, what? 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 Y'all better hold me down. What? Bam. Y'all should have seen me. She don't know I had a vitamin D shot yesterday.
Yay.
I will knock you out. And you will go back to sleep. Okay? Lord, I got to do something with my day. Because, see, I got to protect me. I'm going to help somebody right here before we close. I got to protect me because I will be then clicked on her. Yeah, I promise you. So I got, and she worked from home too, so I got to go home and be quiet? Lord, you're going to hurry up and heal her, spit her. Got to help me out, Jesus. Because I don't know. Who goes to their own house and be quiet? I ain't going to be able to do that. That is not my portion, Karen.
For real. Yeah. Renewing our minds, and we will fly better than the eagles. I am loud, too.
Girl. I don't know what to say.
Mom, it's too early.
Yeah.
But now my granddaughters, they love it.
Oh, I can't. This is my first experience.
That's
so
my
maybe,
son. No, my Tom would be like,
oh,
Mom,
Lord.
It's too early.
No. All grown people need their own place.
Yes.
She needs to go. Houston is calling her now.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
So I promise you I can't do that part. So I'm just keeping it real, and I'm not even trying to do that. But so you got to be real, too, about some stuff. This is the pastor talking. I'm not going to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that. Not after I write a check for that. No. I got to have liberty. Did we just read that in Matthew? I got to have my freedom where I live.
Yeah.
I can't be living in a quiet box because I'm not quiet. I'm rattled. Can't y'all see? There's nothing quiet about me because I might want to just bust up and dance with the Lord. got attention. Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, do a tear. Oh.
Yeah, he's not tomorrow afraid after that. He said, we are triplets. What did you think? Watch out. We are a force of loudness and a force for Jesus and the kingdom. You're so right, Carrie. I cannot wait until next week for you guys to meet Sister Karen Gale. She will be here at the Mornings at the Mansion show, and she will have a lot to bring. So y'all get ready.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. I'm so excited. I think that's next week, Karen. You can't correct me because, you know, I get a little heavy. Oh, what is next Tuesday's date?
Next Tuesday's date is the 31st.
That's it. She will be here on the 31st. So, twin sister, we did not make it fully to the Psalms 23. And I kind of knew we weren't, but we
and
did
it's
try.
So good, though.
Yeah. So I just want to encourage you guys to get into the Word of God, get into Psalms 23.
Yes.
And know what the Holy Spirit is saying to you personally. So that you can walk this thing out and come out on the other side better than what you went in.
Because
whatever you had going on in 22, it don't have to go on in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God tells us specifically, give it to him. Come over here and rest. Go lay down in the green pastures. He will restore you.
Yes.
He will do everything he said he would do if you just allow him to.
Yes.
So stay encouraged today.
Amen.
Well, sister, thank you for bringing that word today.
Ooh, good. It's good. It's new every day.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you. Share the video.
Yeah, please share the video. Thank you to our studio audience.
Yes.
Woo! Yes. And if you would like to be part of the studio audience, come on and hang out with us. At the Mansion on Park.
And also House of Glory every
House
Sunday.
House of Glory every
and
Sunday.
And remember, First Fruits Sundays, we're going to have a Pastor Enrique.
Yes, the First Fruits is so powerful.
Yes.
To where all the other ministries come in and we come together.
Yes.
And we have different pastors on the roster that come
and
just kind of get seated with us and just
that familia.
We're growing. And then we break bread. We break the word, which is the bread, and then the living bread, and then we break the natural bread. And we fellowship and we eat together. We build relationships in the kingdom.
Yes.
We're here to do because we are the church. Amen.
Amen.
So we come together and love on each other. I can't wait to see what Hope is coming up with on the recipe. But not so much the recipe, but the menu for this month. And, you know, let's just pray for each other and watch God change things. Because he is the change agent. And I'm so excited. And she says, I will be there Sunday. Amen. I'm just excited about you coming.
Yes.
God is so good to us, y'all. That's Trisha. Trisha said, I'll be there. Good morning, Pastor Witt. How you doing today?
I'm looking forward to it because, boy, the worship team, they just utter into the presence of the Lord.
That is so powerful to see that.
Yes,
but let me tell you guys, listen, if you guys have got some stuff going on in your bodies and you're ready to get, in this 2023, get lined up, you guys need to come over here to the mansion and come to the mansion spa. We have Dr. Ortiz over here. She's not only a chiropractor, she's a general doctor. We have the doTERRA team, which they do. This is all holistic. You know that God has a cure for everything? There is.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, but it's all natural.
And Hope got a aroma touch from Mama Dalise.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, I got a feeling. It's good. I think I got two already.
We have a massage therapist here on site with the Soleil products. But not only that, the Cellcore products, the holistic. I'm telling you, y'all think this is a joke? This ain't no joke. I'm telling you, you will be restored.
Amen.
If you have some issues in your body, I'm telling you, that's what this is all about. It's for the people of God that's ready to become whole.
Thank you, Blog Radio.
And we should become whole from within, and then it illuminates outwardly. That's where healing takes place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have more, even these B12 shots, and y'all probably like, how is that so? Helps you think clear.
I'm getting
more clarity.
I'm getting my next money.
Yeah, and then not only that, the products that we take. I just ordered mine yesterday, didn't I, Doc? I ain't playing with this. And look, I forgot last week to order my stuff. I said, what is wrong with you? I had to rebuke myself.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? You know, girl, you better not go backwards. I had to tell myself, don't go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep moving. You got to keep investing in your health. Keep pushing it. Send the doctor the money right now. I was like, yes, Lord. Yes. okay?
Yes. Yes.
And then we have to do this. See, this is what we want to do. We want the doctor to get the stuff, and then we, no, spend the money so the doctor can have the money. See, that's what, as kingdom people, that's what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Dr. Dollar preach this morning on the mammon spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the money, it's the spirit. You're either going to have the anointing of God on your money or a mammon spirit on your money.
Mm-hmm.
You got to decide. That's another subject for another day. People are already telling who got to go. So, we got to go now. And if you guys want some help, just message Dark Valley 14. Go to the Facebook. Message Dr. Brianna Ortiz. Or just look up Brianna Ortiz. Message Hope Adams.
Yes.
If you're ready to get your boogie down and get a peach.
Yes.
Come on, y'all.
Yes.
I said, I'm getting one. I should be on my way to get a piece by now. Okay? Yes. And those Saturday workouts, they are the bomb. So if y'all really want to get connected to a team of women who we love the Lord here.
Yes.
And we do this, but we're supposed to look good. We God's children.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to look good, feel good, be good, do good. Come on now.
Amen.
And it's really not a good person. Just so y'all know. We only are who we are through the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's
that's how we show up and represent.
Yeah.
Okay, guys?
Yeah.
So, Lord, you ready to play us out?
Yes, yes. Lord, we just thank you for this beautiful morning.
Thank you,
Lord, for your presence. Thank you for your love. And, Father, I just pray for everyone out there that's tuning in right now and that's going to tune in later. And thank you for our faithful student audience. And
thank
I thank you for my twin sister and my triplet that's watching. Father, and Pastor Rick Pope,
yeah.
Father, I just pray that you continue to let us decrease, that you could increase, continue to manifest in our lives. Father, thank you for your love letters. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Fresh Manna.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you, God. We can't do it unless you do it through us. So we give you all the glory and honor and praise. And I just pray that you bless the people because they hold on to your word, your promises, and restoration and everything, spiritually, physically, financially, Father. We thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Here's a video.
And if you are looking for a sold-out shirt and hat or either or, come hang out at the mansion of myself. We have a whole boutique full of them.
Yes.
So we're excited about representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords because we are sold out.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Thank you guys for watching. And please tune in next Tuesday at 10 a.m. and we will have our trip.
And be honest.
Yes. So I know all y'all are curious. It's that. So tune in and you will see.
God
yes.
I love you.
Yes. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Amen, Mama. Mama, that means you find your key?
No.
What? You got the...